We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Plans are Cayman Islands in June, San Francisco in July, and that's about it so far.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Stephen, 10 in the morning now at 6:47 here on a Thursday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Two gamers plead not guilty in fatal swatting incident in Wichita.
Two.
Two men dead after two semis crash in Pratt County in western Kansas.
One.
Wichita woman dead after a pickup semi crash in Marion County. Three big things. Stephen, 10 on KNSS.
And we have a traffic accident now, K-96 and Greenwich. It's like a traffic accident there. They've actually got a ramp to K-96 closed there at Greenwich.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, so if you usually get on there, you might want to avoid it. Again, that's K-96 and Greenwich Road, a traffic accident involving a cement truck. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jed Chambers.
Sunny, breezy, and hot today with a high of 98 degrees. Mostly clear tonight. The overnight low 72. Friday, sunny, breezy, and hot. Again, the high 98. So tomorrow's going to look a lot like today. Now mostly cloudy, 75 degrees. And we have a southeast wind at 10 miles per hour. Super 6 Gold Tour Card. Play 18 holes of golf at each of the six areas golf courses for only $49. That's just over $8 per round. Cherry Oaks, Cottonwood Hills, Wellington, Heston, Prairie Trails, and Augusta Country Club. You can purchase them now. Go to WichitaPerks.com. And KNSS Weather is brought to you by The Monarch, featuring the largest collection of craft bourbons and whiskeys in the state of Kansas. The Monarch offers a military discount for current and retired veterans. The Monarch in Delano. 6:49 now, Stephen Ted, and the Stephen Ted poll question.
No.
Father's Day is June 17th. Mm-hmm. How will you celebrate? Then this question is available for your perusal and participation right there on our webpage, knssradio.com.
Yeah.
How will you celebrate Father's Day? Take Dad out for a meal? 8%. Fire up the grill? 8%. A nice card coming up? 23% now on a nice card. And simple quality time together? 62%. There you go.
There you go.
Stephen Ted poll question right there on our webpage, knssradio.com.
I think we're right. I'm right there with the majority.
Okay. U.S. stocks slipped Wednesday after the Federal Reserve raised interest rates and said it expects to increase rates two more times by the end of the year. Investors bet that several huge deals are more likely to happen after a federal court cleared AT&T's $85 billion purchase of Time Warner. The S&P 500 index fell 11 points after it closed at a four-month high Tuesday. The Dow lost 119 points. The NASDAQ composite slipped 8 points. 6:50 now, Stephen Ted in the morning on KNSS. Time for Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker. He's talking about sleeping in the same room today. Good morning, Don.
Well, what's that got to do with money?
I don't know.
Steve?
Yeah.
You know, listeners have asked me how I come up with enough ideas to present money tracker reports every day. I guess I ran out of one there. Well, most are organic, coming from experiences within my practice or areas that I see that need to be addressed, that we have some information we need to, you know, on handling our wealth. Well, on occasion, I run across a subject that I find quirky or just plain weird. Today, one such subject is from an article in Forbes magazine called Should Couples Sleep Together or Separately in Retirement? I told you. Well, at least the retirement place is something that has something to do with what I talk about a lot. Well, they begin the article by apologizing for presenting a subject that's not part of a traditional financial planning aspect, which is what I just did. And the assumption that people who sleep in separate rooms or beds are in a loveless relationship, well, that's some may be, but for the most part, it's all about health and getting more sleep. The Better Sleep Council tells us that adequate sleep improves attitudes, moods, and promotes feelings of self-esteem and competence, and that poor sleep leads to health issues including depression, stroke, heart disease, and stress. Snorers, cold room sleepers, sleep talkers, early risers, and TV watchers often repel their mates and can ruin their chances for a good night's sleep. Now, I don't know many people who admit it, but the U.S. National Sleep Foundation, believe it or not, there's such a thing, reports that one in four couples sleeps apart. And the National Association of Home Builders suggests that 60% of custom-built homes are designed with separate master bedrooms. That's because couples who share a bed have 50% more disrupted sleep than couples sleeping apart. Well, if you're sleeping apart or considering it, the experts say in the article say that it's important not to do this at the expense of intimacy. Humans need human touch, and the bed is the perfect place for that. They say that it's important to make time to lie together, but not for sleep, but for touch, talk, and intimacy. Sleep separately, but don't become just roommates. Retirement is so much more than just about money, I guess, huh? Well, if you have any questions, you can give me a call at number 634-2222.
Today is Army Birthday Day. Celebrating the creation of the United States Army in 1775, formed from amateur troops of volunteer soldiers defending colonies against British tyranny. The oldest military force in the U.S. began before the U.S. formally existed. There were never more than 48,000 Continental soldiers at one time. 48,000.
Wow.
And they were taking on the biggest military power in the world. Today, the U.S.
It's a worthy day. I think it's, Hug a Soldier Day, huh?
Today, the U.S. Army consists of over 1 million active duty service members and an additional 800,000 National Guard and Reserves members. So there you go. It is Army Birthday Day. Yeah. You know somebody who served in the Army? Say, hey, thank you and congratulations.
Or go hug them.
Give them a big hug.
I know somebody who served in the Army.
You do?
My dad.
Your dad. Your old dad who...
Oh, boy.
He protected us in World War II, or was it Korea?
No.
Yeah.
He protected Colorado Springs from attack in the early 1960s.
Oh, that's good.
And mission accomplished.
Mission accomplished. Yep. Well, salute.
So keyed, huh?
We salute Pat Woodward, war hero today.
In the Fighting Finance Corps.
There you go.
You know what? He was there.
He did.
He was
part.
There. He probably served. Yeah.
All right, guys.
He's as important as anybody. In
you
the
bet.
That's for sure.
All right, 6:55 now. Steve and Ted coming up at 7 o'clock. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted, and had a strong storm hit Pennsylvania last night. Going to tell you about that coming up. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.